News, I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump is invoking new national security powers to deny asylum to migrants entering the country illegally. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
They're the same powers the president used in pushing through a version of his travel ban, which the Supreme Court upheld. He signed a proclamation saying migrants applying for asylum must present themselves at ports of entry.
We need people in our country, but they have to come in legally and they have to have merit.
The move's likely to face legal challenges because U.S. law says anyone is eligible for asylum no matter where they enter the country. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A cell phone video captured Wednesday night's deadly attack at a Southern California bar. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The video is disturbing and haunting. Dallas Knapp was inside the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California Wednesday night when suddenly gunshots were being fired. On his cell phone, Knapp recorded the attack and his escape from the carnage.
Guys, run! He's coming out this door!
A dozen people were killed in the shooting. Authorities believe the gunman, Ian David Long, ultimately killed himself. I'm Mike Gracia.
A man stabbed several people, killing one in the Australian city of Melbourne Friday. Police there say they believe the attack, the country's second largest city, is linked to terrorism. The Counterterrorism Command has taken a lead role in the investigation. Victoria State Police Commissioner Graham Ashton said the suspect, now deceased, was originally from Somalia and was known to police. Police opened fire on that suspect as he was swinging a knife at two police officers in the downtown area of the city. Before one officer shot him in the chest, he was transported to a hospital where he later died. Police had initially responded to a report of a burning car. When they arrived at the scene, they found that people had been stabbed. This is VOA News. California has declared a state of emergency in the northern part of the state as a wildfire has left a trail of destruction in its path. One fire official said the blaze had pretty much destroyed the town of Paradise. A number of injuries have been reported, and it is not yet clear if there have been any fatalities. Authorities and media say the town is ablaze. Thousands of structures have been leveled by the flames. It's burned more than 69 square kilometers and has forced the town's residents to evacuate. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters the United States remains committed to enforcing sanctions against North Korea until the country denuclearizes. VOA Steve Miller reports from Seoul.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters that North Korea hasn't progressed enough on the denuclearization front to warrant lifting sanctions. She made the remarks prior to entering a closed-door U.N. Security Council session called by Russia to discuss the topic.
If you look at the resolutions and the way they were set up, was they specifically dealt with the threat of peace and security by weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles. That threat's still there. They still have their facilities. They have still not allowed inspectors to go and inspect the nuclear facility or the ballistic missile facility. And as long as that's happening, we need to stay the course, and we will continue to do that.
Haley added that Washington had caught Moscow breaking North Korean sanctions and characterized the meeting as an attempt by Russia to strengthen ties with Pyongyang. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
With the exit of Jeff Sessions as U.S. Attorney General, a potential showdown with newly energized congressional Democrats over the investigation of Russia's involvement in the 2016 presidential election appears to be gaining momentum. The Washington Post cited sources close to the acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, and reported he has no intention of recusing himself from overseeing the special counsel probe. Meanwhile, White House counsel Kellyanne Conway says this has already been addressed.
The president even said today, we spent millions of dollars a year and a half. There is no Russia collusion. I see many of you don't even use those words anymore. And we hope that this comes to a conclusion. We've done everything we can to comply and help it to come to a conclusion. And that's not going to change.
Asked whether Whitaker planned to consult Justice Department ethics experts on whether he should recuse himself, a department spokeswoman said we're following regular order here. A federal judge has brought to a halt, at least temporarily, the construction of the $8 billion Keystone XL pipeline. The U.S. District Judge said in the order that there needs to be further analysis of the project's potential environmental impact. The judge's order was handed down as a Calgary-based TransCanada was preparing to begin building the pipeline. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.